Él no creía que nadie haya tenido el derecho a actuar así. He did not believe that anyone had the right to act like that. Breakdown. Ale. Ale. Is the subject pronoun for he. No creía. No creía. Is the verb, creer, to believe, in the past tense, conjugated in the negative form. Que. Que. Is a conjunction introducing a subordinate clause. Nadie. Nadie. Is an indefinite pronoun meaning, no one. Que ha tenido. Haya tenido. Is the verb, tener, to have, in the subjunctive mood, past perfect tense. The subjunctive is used here, because the sentence expresses a subjective opinion. El derecho. El derecho. Is the masculine singular noun, right? Actuar. Actuar. Is the infinitive, to act, preceded by the preposition, a, indicating purpose. Así. Así. Is an adverb meaning, like that. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express opinions, desires, possibilities, and other subjective states. It is often used after verbs that express emotions, opinions, desires, or uncertainty. Past perfect tense. The past perfect tense is used to describe an action that happened before another action in the past. In this case, he ha tenido refers to the action of having the right, which happened before the action of not believing. Indefinite pronoun. An indefinite pronoun refers to a person or thing that is not specifically named. In this case, nadie refers to any person. Tom no sabe nada. Tom doesn't know anything. This sentence is in the negative form. No. Is the negation word, meaning, not. Sabe. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Saber. Meaning, to know. It is conjugated in the present tense. Nada. Means, nothing. It is used after the verb in negative sentences. Haz otra elección. Make another choice. Breakdown. Has. This is the. Tú. You. Form of the imperative verb. Hacer. To do, to make. In this case, it is being used as a command, meaning, do, or, make. Otra. This is a feminine adjective meaning, another, or, different. Elección. This is a noun meaning, choice. This sentence is a direct command, instructing the listener to make a different choice. No sé por qué lo hice. I don't know why I did it. This sentence is in the first person singular, present tense, and uses the verb saber. To know, in the negative form. No. Means, no, and sé. Is the first person singular present tense form of the verb saber. Por qué. Means, why, and is a conjunction that introduces a reason. Lo. Is a pronoun that refers to the action that the speaker did, but it is not specified in the sentence. Hice. Is the first person singular preterite form of the verb hacer. To do. Me tuvo una hora esperando. He slash she slash it made me wait for an hour. Breakdown. Me. Is the direct object pronoun meaning, me. It is used, because the verb, tuvo, to have, is used in a reflexive sense, meaning, to make oneself do something. Tuvo. Is the third person singular preterite form of the verb, tener, to have, indicating a completed action in the past. Una hora. Is a noun phrase meaning, 1 hour, specifying the duration of the waiting. Esperando. Is the present participle of the verb, esperar, to wait, indicating the state of waiting. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Tener is used reflexively in this sentence, meaning it is used with a reflexive pronoun, me, to indicate that the subject of the verb caused the action to happen to themselves. Preterite tense. The verb, tuvo, is in the preterite tense, which is used to describe actions that were completed in the past. Present participle. The present participle, esperando, is used to describe the state of waiting, which was ongoing during the hour. El jardinero era el asesino. The gardener was the murderer. This sentence uses the simple past tense in Spanish, era, which means, was. The subject is el jardinero, meaning the gardener. The verb era is conjugated in the third person singular, which agrees with the singular subject. The object of the sentence is el asesino, meaning the murderer. Solo tengo una pregunta más. I only have one more question. The sentence uses the verb tener, which means to have. It is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. I have. The word solo means only. The word una is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article, a slash an, and pregunta is the noun, question, in the singular form. Más means more. The phrase, one more question, translates directly to una pregunta más. Él es un camarero, y también un actor. He is a waiter, and also an actor. Breakdown. Él. This is the masculine singular pronoun, he. Es. This is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb, ser, to be. Un. This is the masculine singular indefinite article, a. Camarero. This is the noun, waiter. E. This is the conjunction, and. También. This is the adverb, also. Un. This is the masculine singular indefinite article, a. Actor. This is the noun, actor. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Es. Agrees with the subject. El. Indefinite articles. The articles. Un. Are used to indicate that the waiter and actor are not specific individuals. Conjunctions. The conjunction. E. Connects the two parts of the sentence. Adverbs. The adverb. También. Adds emphasis to the fact that the person is also an actor. Es mi enemiga. She is my enemy. Es. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Ser. To be, in the present tense. Me. Means, my. Enemiga. Is the feminine singular form of the noun. Enemigo. Enemy. Tom consiguió terminar de escribir su reporte a tiempo. Tom was able to finish writing his report on time. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, referring to a person named Tom. Consiguió. This is the past tense of the verb. Conseguir. Meaning, to get, or, to achieve. In this context, it conveys that Tom was able to accomplish something. Terminar. This is the infinitive verb, to finish, indicating the action that Tom completed. Describir. This is a prepositional phrase indicating the object of the action. De is the preposition of, and escribir is the infinitive verb, to write. Su. This is a possessive adjective meaning his or her and refers to Tom's report. Reporte. This is the noun, report. A tiempo. This prepositional phrase indicates when the report was finished. A is the preposition, to or on, and tiempo is the noun, time. Key concepts. Past tense. The verb. Consiguió. is in the past tense, indicating that the action of finishing the report happened in the past. Infinitive verbs, both terminar and escribir, are infinitive verbs, used in this context to indicate the action being performed. Possessive adjectives, the use of su, helps clarify that the report belongs to Tom. Prepositional phrases, the phrases describir and a tiempo, provide additional information about the action and its timing. Le pregunté si sabía cómo me llamo. I asked him slash her if he slash she knew my name. Breakdown. Le is the indirect object pronoun meaning to him slash her. Pregunté is the past tense of the verb preguntar, meaning to ask. Si is the conjunction meaning if. Sabía is the past tense of the verb saber, meaning to know. Cómo means how or in what way. Me is the direct object pronoun meaning me. Llamo is the present tense of the verb llamar, meaning to call or to name. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun le indicates the person being asked. Past tense conjugation, the verb pregunté is in the past tense, showing that the action of asking took place in the past. Subjunctive mood, the verb sabía is in the subjunctive mood, which is used in this case to express uncertainty or a hypothetical situation. Direct object pronoun, me, indicates the person being named. Desde que le pusieron el aparato casi no la he visto sonreír. Since they put the device on her, I haven't seen her smile much. Desde que means since, and is used to introduce a time period when an action started. Le is the indirect object pronoun meaning to her, and refers to the person who received the device. Pusieron is the past participle of the verb poner, to put, conjugated in the third person plural of the past tense. El aparato means the device and refers to the item that was placed on the person. Casi no means almost not and indicates a near absence of something. La he visto is the past participle of the verb ver, to see, conjugated in the first person singular of the present perfect tense. Sonreír means to smile and is the infinitive of the verb. Discutí con ellos acerca de la cuestión. I discussed the issue with them. Breakdown. Discutí colon, this is the past tense of the verb discutir, to discuss. It is conjugated in the first person singular, I, con, colon. This preposition means with and indicates the person or group with whom the discussion took place. Ellos, colon. This pronoun refers to them or they. Acerca de, colon. This prepositional phrase means about or regarding and introduces the topic of the discussion. La cuestión, colon. This noun refers to the issue or matter that was being discussed. Key concepts. Prepositions con and acerca de are prepositions that connect the verb to other elements in the sentence, indicating relationships between them. Pronoun ellos is a pronoun that replaces a noun, in this case, the people with whom the speaker discussed. Past tense, the verb discutir is in the past tense, indicating that the discussion happened in the past. Ella le pegó con fuerza, she hit him hard. Breakdown. Ella, ella, she, subject pronoun, le This is an indirect object pronoun, meaning it refers to the person who receives the action of the verb. It can be confusing, because le can also mean him or her, but in this sentence it functions as an indirect object pronoun. In this case, le refers to the masculine, him, because the verb, pego, peglo, implies hitting a person. Pego, peglo. This is the past tense of the verb, pega, pegar, which means to hit or to strike. Confusa, con fuerza. This means with force or hard. Con, con, means with, and fuerza, fuerza, means force. Key concepts. Indirect object pronouns. These pronouns indicate who or what benefits from or is affected by the action of the verb. Verb conjugation. The verb pego, peglo, is conjugated in the past tense, which indicates that the action happened in the past. Prepositional phrases. The phrase confusa, con fuerza, modifies the verb pego, peglo, indicating the manner in which the action was performed. La pared me protegía de la lluvia. The wall was protecting me from the rain. The sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb proteger, to protect, which is protegía. The imperfect tense describes an action that was happening in the past, but it does not specify a specific start or end time. La pared. The wall is the subject of the sentence. Me. Me is the direct object of the verb, indicating that the wall was protecting the speaker. De la lluvia. From the rain is the prepositional phrase that explains what the wall was protecting the speaker from. Me traje esto de Australia. I brought this from Australia. Breakdown. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, me, in Spanish, meaning me. Here, it's used in the reflexive sense, meaning myself. Traje. This is the past tense of the verb tra, meaning to bring. The e at the end indicates that the subject is yo, I, esto. This is the demonstrative pronoun, this, in Spanish, de. This is the preposition, from, in Spanish, Australia. This is the noun, Australia, in Spanish. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. The use of me in this sentence shows how reflexive pronouns work in Spanish. They are used to indicate that the action of the verb is being done by the subject to themselves. Past tense. The verb traje is conjugated in the past tense, indicating that the action of bringing happened in the past. Prepositions. The preposition de is crucial for showing the origin of the item being brought. Sois buenos. You are good. This sentence uses the ser verb, which is to be in English. In this case, it is conjugated in the second person plural, sois, meaning you are. Buenos is the masculine plural form of the adjective good, which agrees in gender and number with the subject, you. You can use this sentence to describe a group of people, indicating that they are good or skilled in some way. Tom rara vez llega tarde. Tom rarely arrives late. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, referring to the person named Tom. Rara vez. This phrase means rarely or seldom. It's an adverbial phrase modifying the verb llega. Llega. This is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb llegar. To arrive. It indicates that Tom is the one who arrives. Tarde. This is an adverb meaning late. It modifies the verb llega, indicating the time of arrival. Key concepts. adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs, providing additional information about time, manner, place, or degree. In this sentence, clara vez and tarde are adverbs. Verb conjugation. The verb llega is conjugated in the present tense and third person singular form to agree with the subject. Tom. This means the verb is in the correct form to indicate that Tom is the one who is arriving. Ella les dio algunas manzanas. She gave them some apples. Breakdown. Ella. Ella. This is the subject pronoun, she. Les. Les. This is the indirect object pronoun, them. It refers to a group of people. Dio. Your. This is the past tense of the verb, dar. Dar. Which means, to give. Here, it's conjugated in the third person singular, she slash he slash it gave. Algunas. Algunas. This is the plural feminine form of the adjective, some, or, a few, manzanas. Manzanas. This is the plural form of the noun, apple. Manzana. Key concepts. Indirect object pronouns. Les. Les. Indicates the people who received the apples. Past tense. Dio. Your. Puts the action of giving in the past. Plural forms. Algunas. Algunas. And manzanas. Manzanas. Show that there were multiple apples. ¿Dónde está el periódico de hoy? Where is today's newspaper? Breakdown. Donde. Donde. Means, where? This is a question word used to ask for location. Está. Está. Is the third person singular present tense of the verb, estar. Estar. Meaning, to be, in the sense of location. El. El. Is the masculine singular definite article, meaning, the. Periódico. Periódico. Is a noun meaning, newspaper. De. Is a preposition meaning, of, or, from. In this case, it indicates possession. Hoy. Hoy. Is an adverb meaning, today. Key concepts. Question formation. In Spanish, questions are often formed by inverting the subject and verb. Present tense. The verb, estar. Estar. Is in the present tense, indicating an action happening now. Articles. Spanish uses definite articles, el, la, los, las, el, la, los, las. Before nouns, unlike English. Prepositions. Prepositions like, the. Show relationships between words in a sentence. Tom sabía que era un error. Tom knew it was a mistake. This sentence is in the past tense. It means that Tom knew something was a mistake in the past. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, and is a proper noun, referring to a specific person named Tom. Sabía. This is the past tense of the verb, saber, which means, to know. It's conjugated in the third person singular, indicating that it refers to Tom. Que. This is a conjunction, meaning, that. It introduces a dependent clause. Era. This is the past tense of the verb, ser, which means, to be. It's conjugated in the third person singular. Un. This is the indefinite article, meaning, a, or, an. It precedes the noun, error. Error. This is the noun, meaning, mistake. Key concepts past tense. The verb, sabía, is in the past tense, indicating an action that happened in the past. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, sabía, agrees with the subject. Tom. In person, and number, third person singular. Conjunctions. The conjunction. Que. K connects the main clause to the dependent clause. Articles. The indefinite article, un, is used before the noun, error. Because the noun is singular. Puedo hablar chino, pero no puedo leerlo. I can speak Chinese, but I can't read it. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Puedo. This is the first person singular conjugation of the verb, poder, to be able to. It means, I can. Hablar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, hablar, to speak. In this sentence, it's used as the infinitive after the verb, poder. Chino. This is the noun meaning, Chinese, the language, and acts as the object of the verb, hablar. Pero. This is the conjunction, but, in Spanish. No. This is the negation, not, in Spanish. Puedo. Again, the first person singular conjugation of, poder. Leerlo. This is the infinitive, leer, to read, conjugated in the infinitive form with the pronoun, lo, attached to the end of the verb. This means, to read it. Key concepts. The sentence uses the verb, poder, to express ability. The infinitive form of the verb follows the verb, poder. The pronoun, lo, it, is attached to the end of the infinitive verb, leer, to show the object of the verb, leer, is the language, Chinese. ¿Qué hace? What does he slash she slash it do? This is a simple question in the present tense using the verb, hacer. To do slash make. ¿Qué? Is the interrogative pronoun meaning, what? Hace is the third person singular form of the present tense of hacer. Indicating the subject is he slash she slash it. The sentence can also be translated as, what is he slash she slash it doing? La convivencia o es fácil o imposible. Coexistence is either easy or impossible. This sentence uses the structure or, which means either or. This structure is used to present two mutually exclusive options. La convivencia means coexistence and is the subject of the sentence. Es is the verb to be in the third person singular form. Fácil means easy and is an adjective modifying. La convivencia. Imposible means impossible and is another adjective modifying. La convivencia. The sentence uses the or structure to emphasize that coexistence is a binary situation. There is no middle ground. It is either easy or impossible. Tom llama a Mary con frecuencia. Tom calls Mary frequently. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, the person performing the action. Llama is the verb, meaning, calls. It is in the third person singular present indicative tense, which means it is used to describe a habitual action in the present. A is the definite article, meaning, the, in this case. It indicates that Mary is a specific person, known to both Tom and the listener slash reader. Mary is the object of the sentence, the person being called. Con frecuencia means frequently and acts as an adverb, modifying the verb, calls. It indicates the frequency of the action. Eres quisquilloso. You are picky. The sentence. Eres quisquilloso is a simple sentence in the present tense, using the verb, to be, ser, conjugated in the second person singular. Eres is the conjugation of ser, for, you are. Quisquilloso is an adjective meaning, picky, or, fussy. In this context, it is describing the subject, you, as being someone who is particular about details or has high standards. Es extraño que las luces de la empresa estén encendidas a esta hora.
It's strange that the company's lights are on at this hour. The sentence uses the following grammatical structures.
Es is the third person singular form of the verb ser,
to be, and is used here as part of the impersonal expression.
Es extraño.
It's strange.
Que
is a conjunction introducing a subordinate clause that explains why it is strange.
Las luces de la empresa
means the company's lights.
Las.
The is the feminine plural definite article that agrees with
luces.
Lights, which are feminine nouns,
de la empresa,
is a prepositional phrase modifying
luces.
La is the feminine singular definite article that agrees with
empresa.
Company.
Estén
is the subjunctive form of the verb
estar,
to be. The subjunctive is used in this case because it expresses an opinion or a doubt about the fact that the lights are on.
Estén
agrees with
luces.
Lights, which is plural,
encendidas,
is the past participle of the verb
encender,
to turn on, agreeing with
luces.
Lights, which is plural. The past participle is used here as an adjective describing the state of the lights.
A esta hora
means at this hour.
Esta.
This is a feminine singular demonstrative adjective that agrees with
hora.
Hour, which is feminine. This sentence demonstrates the use of the impersonal expression.
Es extraño.
It's strange, the subjunctive mood, and the agreement of adjectives and articles with nouns.
¿Qué opinas de Tom?
What do you think of Tom? This is a simple question asking for someone's opinion on Tom. Let's break it down.
¿Qué?
¿Qué? Is the interrogative word, what, in Spanish, used to ask for information.
Opinas.
Opinas. Is the second person singular form of the verb opinar,
opinar,
which means to think or to have an opinion. It is conjugated to agree with the pronoun tú,
tú,
which is implied in the sentence and means you.
De
is a preposition meaning of or about.
Tom,
Tom is the name of a person. So, the sentence literally translates to, what do you think about Tom? Which is a common way to ask someone's opinion about another person.
Deberías cuidarte más.
You should take better care of yourself.
Breakdown.
Deberías.
Deberías.
Is the informal second person singular form of the verb.
Deber.
To should, to ought to. In this context, it conveys an obligation or recommendation.
Cuidarte.
Cuidarte is the reflexive form of the verb.
Cuidar.
To take care of. The reflexive pronoun.
Te.
You indicates that the action of taking care is directed towards the subject.
You.
Más.
Más.
Is an adverb that indicates a greater degree of something.
Here, it emphasizes the need to take better care of oneself.
Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Verbs that require a reflexive pronoun to indicate that the action is directed towards the subject.
Adverbs of degree.
Words that modify the intensity or degree of an adjective,
adverb, or verb.
Informal commands. Using the second person singular form of the verb to express a suggestion or recommendation.
¿Cuál metro va al centro?
Which subway goes to the center? This sentence asks, which subway line goes to the center of the city?
Let's break it down.
¿Cuál?
¿Cuál?
Colon, this is the interrogative pronoun, which, and is used to ask for a specific selection from a group.
Metro.
metro. Colon, this is the noun, subway, or metro. Va. Ba. Colon, this is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, to go. Al. Al. Colon, this is the contraction of, to, plus, el, the, and means, to the. Centro. Centro. Colon, this is the noun, center. This sentence demonstrates the use of the interrogative pronoun, Karl, to ask about a specific choice. It also features the use of the preposition, contracted with the definite article, el, to create, al, indicating movement towards the center. El oxígeno es esencial para la combustión. Oxygen is essential for combustion. This sentence is in the simple present tense, indicating a general truth. El is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the. Oxígeno is the noun, oxygen. Es is the third person singular form of the verb, ser, meaning to be. Esencial is the adjective, essential. Para is the preposition, for. La is the feminine singular definite article, meaning the. Combustión is the noun, combustion. Key concepts. Definite articles, el and la, are used before nouns to indicate that the noun is specific and known. Simple present tense. The verb, ser, is conjugated in the third person singular form, es. To agree with the subject, oxygen. Preposition, the preposition, para, indicates a purpose or reason. Estuve listo. I was ready. Breakdown. Estuve is the preterite tense of the verb, estar. To be, it's conjugated in the first person singular, meaning, I was. Listo is an adjective meaning, ready. This sentence uses the preterite tense to describe a completed action in the past. The verb, estar, is used to express a state of being, in this case, being ready. Adivina. Guess. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning, guess, or, take a guess. The verb, adivina, is the second person singular informal form of the verb, adivinar, which means, to guess. Tom planeaba hablar con María la primera oportunidad que tuviera. Tom was planning to talk to Mary at the first opportunity he had. Here's the breakdown. Tom. This is the name Tom, the subject of the sentence. Planeaba. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Planear. To plan. It indicates that Tom had the intention to speak to Mary in the past. Hablar. This is the infinitive of the verb. Hablar. To speak. It is used here as the object of the verb. Planeaba. Con. This is the preposition. Con. With, indicating that Tom planned to speak with Mary. Mary. This is the name Mary, the person with whom Tom planned to speak. Ah. This is the preposition. Ah. To, at, indicating the time at which Tom planned to speak. La. This is the definite article. La. The, modifying the following noun. Primera. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective. Primero. First. Oportunidad. This is the noun. Oportunidad. Opportunity. Que. This is the relative pronoun. Que. That, introducing a relative clause. Tuviera. This is the imperfect subjunctive of the verb. Tener. To have, indicating that Tom was planning to speak at the first opportunity that he had. The key concept here is the imperfect tense, which is used to describe an ongoing action or state in the past. In this case, the imperfect tense is used to express Tom's planned action. The imperfect subjunctive is used in the relative clause to express the possibility that Tom might have an opportunity. I opened an account in my daughter's name. This is the past tense of the verb. To open. It's in the first person singular, meaning, I opened. Una cuenta. This means, an account. A nombre me. This means, in the name of. Mi hija. This means, my daughter. This sentence uses the preposition a to indicate the purpose of opening the account. In the name of. The word order is typical for Spanish. Subject verb object, with the prepositional phrase coming at the end. Tom se tomó un descanso en el estudio. Tom took a break from studying. Breakdown. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, the person performing the action. Si tomó. Se tomó. Is the verb phrase, meaning, took, a break. This is the reflexive form of the verb. Tomar. To take. Indicating that the action is performed upon oneself. The reflexive pronoun. Se. Himself, in this case, is used to emphasize that Tom is the one taking the break. Un descanso. Un descanso. Is the direct object of the verb, meaning, a break. The indefinite article. Un. Indicates that it is any break, not a specific one. Del estudio. Del estudio. Is a prepositional phrase indicating the object of the break, meaning, from studying. The preposition. De. From, is combined with the noun. Estudio. Study, to form the prepositional phrase. Pasea todos los días. He/she/it walks every day. Breakdown. Pasea. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Pasear. To walk, to stroll. It is conjugated in the present tense, indicating that the action happens regularly. Todos los días. This means, every day. Todos. Means, all, and. Los. Means, the. Días. Is the plural of. Día. Day. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb. Pasear. Is in the present tense, which is used to describe actions that happen regularly, or habitually. Direct object pronoun. The subject pronoun, he/she/it, is implied in the sentence. Definite article. The definite article. Los. Is used before the noun. Días. Because it is a specific period of time. Figaro nos invito a su boda. Pero cuando llegamos, todos ya se habían ido. Figaro invited us to his wedding, but when we arrived, everyone had already left. Breakdown. Figaro. Is the subject of the first sentence. It is a proper noun, referring to a specific person. Nos. Is the direct object pronoun, meaning, us. It is used, because the verb. Invito. Is a direct object verb. Invito. Is the past tense of the verb. Invitar. Meaning, to invite. A. Is the preposition, to. Indicating the destination of the invitation. Su. Is the possessive adjective, his. Referring to Figaro's wedding. Boda. Is the noun, wedding. Pero. Is the conjunction, but, connecting the two clauses of the sentence. Cuando. Is the conjunction, when, introducing the second clause. Llegamos. Is the past tense of the verb. Llegar. Meaning, to arrive. Todos. is the pronoun everyone?
Ja.
Is the adverb already?
Se.
Is the reflexive pronoun themselves?
Arian.
Is the past participle of the verb?
Aware.
Meaning, to have.
Evo.
Is the past participle of the verb?
Ear.
Meaning, to go. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns.
North.
Is a direct object pronoun, which is used to replace the direct object of a verb.
Past tense.
The verbs. Invito.
And. Llegamos.
Are in the past tense, indicating that the actions took place in the past. Compound tenses.
The phrase.
Se habían ido. Is a compound tense, using the past participle of the verb.
Ir.
Ido. With the auxiliary verb.
Haber.
Habían. To indicate a past action that was completed before another past action. Reflexive pronouns.
The reflexive pronoun.
Se. Is used to indicate that the action of the verb is performed on the subject itself.
No hay cura para el resfriado común.
There is no cure for the common cold. This sentence uses the verb
hay,
which means there is slash are in English. It's a common way to express existence in Spanish.
Cura
means cure, and
resfriado común
means common cold. The structure of the sentence is simple. No hay, there is not, cure, para el resfriado común, for the common cold.
Eres muy inteligente.
You are very intelligent. The sentence, eres muy inteligente, means, you are very intelligent.
Eres
is the second person singular form of the verb
ser,
which means, to be.
Muy
means very, and acts as an adverb modifying the adjective.
Inteligente.
Inteligente means intelligent, and is an adjective describing the subject, you. This sentence demonstrates the use of the present tense of the verb
ser
to describe a characteristic of the subject.
Solo quiero ser libre.
I just want to be free. The sentence uses the verb
querer,
which means to want. It is conjugated in the present tense,
quiero,
to reflect the speaker's current desire.
Solo
means only, and emphasizes the speaker's singular desire to be free.
Ser
is the verb to be, conjugated in the infinitive form
ser,
meaning that the speaker wants to be in a state of freedom, not just perform an action.
Libre
is the adjective, free, describing the desired state.
Tome es un hombre de palabra.
Tom is a man of his word.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun.
Es
is the third person singular present tense of the verb
ser.
To be.
Un
is the masculine singular indefinite article, meaning a.
Hombre
is the masculine singular noun for man.
De
is the preposition of.
Palabra
is the noun, word. In this context, it refers to one's promise or commitment. The phrase
hombre de palabra
is a common idiom in Spanish, directly translating to man of word, but meaning a person who keeps their promises.
¿Quieres leche en tu té?
Do you want milk in your tea? This sentence is a question asking if someone wants milk in their tea. Let's break it down.
¿Quieres?
¿Quieres? This is the informal form of do you want, and is used when talking to a friend or someone you know well. The formal form would be
quiere
for a single person.
Leche.
Leche. This word means milk.
En.
En. This is the preposition, in, indicating the location of the milk. 2. This is the possessive adjective, your, indicating that the tea belongs to the person being asked. Te. This word means tea. So, the entire sentence asks, do you want milk in your tea? Jugué golf todos los días durante mis vacaciones. I played golf every day during my vacation. Breakdown. Jugué. This is the past participle of the verb. Jugar. To play. In this sentence, it is being used in the preterite tense, which describes a completed action in the past. It also indicates that the action happened only once. Golf. This is a noun, meaning golf. Todos. This is the masculine plural form of the adjective. Todo. All. Here it modifies the noun. Los días. All the days. Los. This is the masculine plural definite article, the. Días. This is the plural form of the noun. Día. Day. Durante. This is a preposition meaning during. Mis. This is the possessive adjective, my, modifying the noun. Vacaciones. Vacation. Vacaciones. This is the plural form of the noun. Vacación. Vacation. Key concepts. Preterite tense. Used to describe completed actions in the past. Direct object. Golf. Is the direct object of the verb. Jugué. Prepositions. Used to connect words and phrases, in this case, durante. Connects. Jugué golf. To. Mis vacaciones. Possessive adjectives. Used to show possession, mis. Indicates that the vacation was the speaker's. No puedo decirte lo que hicimos anoche. I can't tell you what we did last night. Breakdown. No. Is the negation word, meaning, not. Puedo. Is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb. Poner. To be able to. It is conjugated to match the subject, I. Decirte. Is the infinitive verb. Decir. To say slash tell, conjugated in the infinitive form. It is followed by the object pronoun. Te. You, to show the receiver of the action. Lo. Is a direct object pronoun referring to what we did. Que. Is a conjunction, meaning that. Hicimos. Is the first person plural past tense form of the verb. Hacer. To do slash make. It is conjugated to match the subject, we. Anoche. Means, last night. This sentence uses the negative form of the verb. Poner. To express the speaker's inability to tell the listener what happened the previous night. Ella bajó las escaleras con una carta en la mano. She went down the stairs with a letter in her hand. The sentence uses the past tense of the verb. Bajar. Which means to go down. The verb is conjugated in the third person singular, which is ella. She. The phrase con una carta en la mano is a prepositional phrase describing how she went down the stairs. The noun carta letter is modified by the definite article la and the prepositional phrase en la mano in her hand. Se usan los frenos para enderezar los dientes. The brakes are used to straighten the teeth. Breakdown. Se usan. Se usan. Is the third person plural of the verb. Usar. To use, in the passive voice. It indicates that the brakes are being used, not that someone is using them. Los frenos. Los frenos. Is the plural form of the noun, el freno. the break, and translates to the breaks. Para, para, is a preposition indicating purpose, and translates to, or, for. Enderezar, enderezar, is a verb meaning to straighten, or, to align. Los dientes, los dientes, is the plural form of the noun, el diente. The tooth, meaning the teeth. Key concepts. Passive voice. The sentence uses the passive voice, which focuses on the action being performed rather than the person performing it. Purpose. The preposition para indicates the purpose of using the brakes, which is to straighten the teeth. No estoy seguro de querer el empleo. I am not sure if I want the job. Breakdown. No. Means, no, in English. This is the negative word used to negate the verb. Estoy. Means, I am, in English. This is the present tense of the verb estar, which means, to be. It's used here to express a state of being. Seguro. Means, sure, in English. It's an adjective modifying estoy. De. Means, of, in English. It's a preposition indicating the object of the preposition seguro. Querer means to want, in English. It's an infinitive verb that is being used in the present tense. El means the, in English. It's a definite article modifying the noun empleo. Empleo means job, in English. It's the object of the verb querer. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the negative word, no, to express doubt. Present tense. The verb, estoy, is in the present tense, indicating a current state of being. Infinitive verb. The verb, querer, is used in its infinitive form, indicating the action of wanting. Preposition. The preposition, de, shows a relationship between the adjective, seguro, and the noun, empleo. Los ricos son diferentes a ti y a mí. The rich are different from you and me. Breakdown. Los. This is the plural definite article meaning the. In this case, it modifies the noun, ricos. Rich. Ricos. This is the plural form of the adjective, rico, rich. It describes the noun, los. The, son. This is the third person plural present tense of the verb, ser. To be, diferentes. This is the plural form of the adjective, diferente. Different. It describes the noun, los ricos. The rich. Ah. This is the preposition, to, or, at. In this context, it is used to introduce the indirect objects, you, and, me. D. This is the personal pronoun, you, in the singular, informal form. E. This is the conjunction, and. Me. This is the personal pronoun, me, in the singular, informal form. Key concepts. This sentence uses the third person plural form of the verb, to be, because the subject is, los ricos. The rich, which is plural. The sentence demonstrates the use of plural adjectives, ricos. Diferentes. To modify plural nouns, los. Los ricos. The sentence uses the preposition, a. To introduce the indirect objects, you, and, me. Nadie vino en mi ayuda. No one came to my aid. The sentence is in the preterite tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past, and are now finished. Nadie means no one, and is the subject of the sentence. Vino is the third person singular form of the verb. Venir. To come. In this case, it's conjugated in the
preterite. Tense. In. Means, in, and introduces the prepositional phrase, in my aid. Me. Means, my, and is a possessive adjective modifying. Ayuda. Ayuda. Means, aid, or, help, and is the object of the preposition. In. This sentence is grammatically simple, but expresses a powerful sentiment of isolation, and lack of support. ¿Quién plantó estos árboles? Who planted these trees? The sentence is a question asking, who performed the action of planting trees? ¿Quién? ¿Quién? Is the interrogative pronoun meaning, who? Planto. Planto. Is the third person singular preterite form of the verb, planta, meaning, to plant. It is conjugated to match the subject, quién. Estos. Estos. Is the masculine plural form of the demonstrative adjective, est, meaning, these, árboles. Árboles. Is the masculine plural form of the noun, árbol, meaning, tree. Simplemente ponte en mi lugar. This means, simply put yourself in my place. Let's break it down. Simplement. Simplemente. Is an adverb meaning, simply, just, or, merely. It emphasizes that the action should be straightforward, and without complication. Pont. Ponte. Is the imperative form of the verb, poner. Poner. Meaning, to put. In this case, it's the informal singular command, meaning, put yourself. En. In. Is a preposition meaning, in, or, on, and here it means, in, as we are in a place. My. Me. Is the possessive adjective meaning, my, specifying that it's the speaker's place. Lugar. Lugar. Is a noun meaning, place, or, location. So the sentence is a direct request to the listener to understand the speaker's perspective by imagining themselves in the speaker's situation. Espero que él esté aquí a las tres. I hope that he is here at 3 o'clock. Breakdown. Espero. This is the verb, to hope, in the first person singular present tense. It means, I hope. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a dependent clause. It means, that. El. This is the pronoun, he. Este. This is the subjunctive form of the verb, estar, to be, in the third person singular present tense. It's used to express a wish, hope, or possibility. Aquí. This means, here. Ah. This preposition means, at, or, to. Las. This is the definite article for the feminine plural. It means, the. Tres. This is the number, 3. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The use of the subjunctive verb. Este. Emphasizes that this is a hoped-for outcome rather than a certainty. Preposition, a. The preposition. Is used to indicate time in this sentence. ¿Cuál es la superficie de tu rancho? This sentence asks, what is the surface area of your ranch? Let's break down the sentence. ¿Cuál? Is an interrogative pronoun meaning, which, or, what. Here, it's used to ask a question. Es. Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, to be. Ser. La. Is the definite article, meaning, the. Superficie. Is a noun meaning, surface, or, surface area. De. Is a preposition meaning, of. Tu. Is the possessive adjective meaning, your. Rancho. Is a noun meaning, ranch. Therefore, the full sentence means, what is the surface area of your ranch? No tenemos agua. We don't have water. This sentence is in the negative form, and the verb,
antenna, is conjugated in the first person plural, which means we. Nor means no, and is used to negate the sentence. Tenemos is the first person plural conjugation of the verb tener, to have, and it signifies that the subject, we, possesses something. Agua means water. Therefore, the whole sentence translates to, we don't have water. A ella le robaron el monedero. Her purse was stolen. The sentence uses the indirect object pronoun, le, to indicate that the purse was stolen from her. Le is the indirect object pronoun for the third person singular feminine. It is used to indicate the person to whom something is given or done. In this case, the purse was stolen from her, so le indicates that she is the recipient of the action. Robaron is the past participle of the verb robar, which means to steal. The past participle is used to form the passive voice of the verb. In the passive voice, the object of the verb becomes the subject of the sentence. In this case, the purse is the subject of the sentence, and it is being stolen. El monedero is the direct object of the verb robaron. It is the thing that was stolen. Therefore, the sentence, ella le robaron el monedero, literally translates to her they stole the purse. But the more natural English translation is, her purse was stolen. Tom no dijo si pensaba ir o no. Tom did not say, if he was going, or not. The sentence uses the verb, decir, to say, in the past tense, dijo, with the subject, Tom. Si means if, and introduces a subordinate clause. Pensaba is the imperfect tense of the verb pensar, to think, and refers to Tom's intention. Ir means to go, and is the infinitive form. The phrase o no means or not, and completes the conditional clause. He visto esta película dos veces. He has seen this movie twice. Breakdown. This is the third person singular masculine pronoun meaning he. Visto. This is the past participle of the verb ver. To see. It is used here in the perfect tense, indicating a completed action in the past. Esta. This is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Este. This. Película. This is the feminine noun meaning, movie. Dos. This is the number, two. Veces. This is the plural form of the noun. Vez. Time. Key concepts. Past participle. The past participle is a verb form that often acts as an adjective, or part of a verb phrase. Perfect tense. The perfect tense is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. Demonstrative adjectives. Demonstrative adjectives, like esta, indicate which specific person or thing is being referred to. En cuanto el niño vio a su madre, dejó de llorar. As soon as the child saw his mother, he stopped crying. Here's a breakdown of the grammar. En cuanto means as soon as, and is used to introduce a time clause. El niño is the subject, meaning the child. Vio is the past tense of the verb to see. Ver a su madre is the direct object of the verb, meaning, his mother. Dejó is the past tense of the verb, to leave. Dejar and indicates the child's action. De llorar is the infinitive, to cry, functioning as the object of the verb. Dejó. This sentence highlights the use of the conjunction. En cuanto to express simultaneity, which is a key concept in Spanish drama. Fue un debate interesante. It was an interesting debate. The sentence is in the past tense, using the verb fue. The past tense of ser to be un is the indefinite article meaning a slash an. Debate means debate. Interesante means interesting. Todo lo que tienes que hacer es esperar a su llegada. All you have to do is wait for his arrival. This sentence is in the indicative mood, present tense. Todo means all, everything. It is a masculine singular noun, and functions as the subject of the sentence. Lo is a direct object pronoun that refers to todo, and is required because the verb hacer is transitive and needs a direct object. Que is a relative pronoun that introduces the subordinate clause. Tienes is the second person singular present tense conjugation of the verb tener, meaning to have. It is conjugated in the present tense because it describes a present action. Que is the infinitive marker used to form the infinitive of hacer. Hacer means to do, to make. It is the infinitive form of the verb and functions as the object of the verb. Tienes es is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb ser, meaning to be. It is conjugated in the present tense because it describes a present action. Esperar means to wait. It is the infinitive form of the verb and functions as the object of the verb. Es a is a preposition that means to, at, su means his, her, its. It is a possessive adjective and modifies the noun llegada. Llegada means arrival. It is a feminine singular noun and functions as the object of the preposition a. Alemania se encuentra en el medio de Europa. Germany is located in the middle of Europe. Breakdown. Alemania. This is the Spanish word for Germany. Se encuentra. This is a common verb phrase in Spanish meaning, is located, or, is found. It is formed with the reflexive pronoun, se, and the present tense of the verb, encontrar, to find, en. This is a preposition meaning, in, el medio. This phrase means, the middle. El is the masculine singular definite article meaning, the. De. This is a preposition meaning, of, in this context. Europa. This is the Spanish word for Europe. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. The reflexive pronoun, se, is used in this sentence to indicate that the action of, finding, or, being located, is happening to Germany itself. Prepositions. The prepositions, en, and, de, are important for indicating location and relationship between elements in the sentence. Definite articles. The definite article, el, is used to specify that we are referring to a specific, middle, the middle of Europe. Estaré muy contento de aceptar tu invitación. I will be very happy to accept your invitation. Breakdown. Estaré. This is the future tense of the verb estar, to be, and is conjugated in the first person singular. It means, I will be. Muy. This is an adverb meaning, very. Contento. This is an adjective meaning, happy, or, pleased. De. This is a preposition meaning, of. Aceptar. This is a verb meaning, to accept. Tu. This is a possessive adjective meaning, your. Invitación. This is a noun meaning invitation. Key concepts. The sentence uses the future tense to express a future action. The adjective contento is used to describe the speaker's feeling. The preposition de connects the verb aceptar to the noun invitación. Todos han dejado de trabajar. Everyone has stopped working. Breakdown. Todos. This is the masculine plural form of the pronoun todo, which means all or everyone. In this context, it is the subject of the sentence. An. This is the third person plural form of the verb haber, which means to have. Here, it is conjugated in the present perfect tense, indicating that the action of stopping work is completed. Dejado. This is the past participle of the verb dejar, which means to leave or to stop. It is used here in the past participle form in combination with haber to create the present perfect tense de. This preposition means of or from and is used to indicate the object of the action, which is working in this case, trabajar. This verb means to work. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. This tense is used to describe an action that has happened in the past and has a connection to the present. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb haber in the present tense followed by the past participle of the main verb. Past participle. The past participle of a verb is used in the present perfect tense. It is formed by adding the ending ado or ido to the verb stem. Subject verb agreement. The verb in this sentence agrees with the subject. Todos. In terms of person and number, which is why the verb an is used. Me puse malo. I got sick. The sentence uses the reflexive verb ponerse, which means to put on or to become. In this case, ponerse is used with the adjective malo, bad, sick, to express the idea of becoming sick. The reflexive pronoun me is used to indicate that the subject, I, is the one who is becoming sick. Therefore, the sentence, me puse malo, literally translates to, I put myself bad, but is best understood as, I got sick. ¿Por qué estabas tan preocupado? Why were you so worried? This sentence is in the past imperfect tense, which is used to describe actions or states that were happening in the past. The verb estabas is the imperfect form of the verb estar to be, and is conjugated in the second person singular. Tú. You. The word preocupado is the past participle of the verb preocupar to worry. It is used as an adjective here to describe the state of being worried. The question word ¿por qué? Means why. So, the sentence translates to, why were you so worried? Tom parece arrogante. Tom appears arrogant. Parece means appears or seems. It is a verb in the third person singular of the present indicative tense. This form is used to describe a characteristic that is perceived, but not necessarily confirmed. Arrogante means arrogant. It is an adjective describing Tom's character. ¿Quién tiene el arma? Who has the weapon? The sentence is a question using the interrogative pronoun ¿quién? Who, and the verb tener to have, conjugated in the third person singular present tense. ¿Tiene el arma? The weapon is the direct object of the verb. ¿Qué clase de joyería vas a usar con este vestido? What kind of jewelry are you going to wear with this dress?
Breakdown.
Quake laser joyeria. What kind of jewelry?
Quake.
What? This is an interrogative pronoun that is used to ask questions about a specific thing.
Clase.
Classe. Kind, type, this is a noun that refers to a category, or group of things.
The.
Of, this is a preposition that indicates the type, or category.
Joyeria.
Joyeria. Jewelry, this is a noun that refers to ornaments, such as necklaces, bracelets, earrings, etc.
Vasa yuza.
Are you going to wear?
Vas.
Vas. You go, this is the second person singular form of the verb.
E.
To go.
A.
A. To, this is a preposition that indicates direction, or purpose.
Yuza.
Usar. To wear, to use, this is a verb that indicates the action of putting on clothing, or accessories.
Con este vestido.
With this dress.
Con.
Con. With, this is a preposition that indicates accompaniment, or connection.
Est.
Este. This is a demonstrative adjective that indicates proximity.
Vestido.
Vestido. Dress, this is a noun that refers to a piece of clothing worn by women.
Key concepts.
Interrogative pronoun.
Que.
Is used to ask questions about a specific thing.
Prepositions.
De.
A.
And.
Con.
Are used to indicate relationships between words in the sentence.
Demonstrative adjective.
Este. Indicates proximity of the dress.
Verb conjugation.
Vas. Is the second person singular form of the verb.
Ir.
To go.
Eres japonés.
Are you Japanese? This sentence is a simple question in the present tense.
Eres.
This is the informal second person singular form of the verb, to be.
Ser.
In the present tense.
The.
At the beginning makes it a question.
Japanese.
Japonés. Is an adjective meaning, Japanese. This sentence is very direct, and simple, and is typically used in informal settings.
Ella ya no es como solía ser.
She is no longer the way she used to be.
Breakdown.
Ella. This is the subject pronoun, she, in the third person singular feminine form.
Yeah.
This is an adverb that indicates that the action happened in the past, and is now finished.
No.
This is the negation, meaning, not.
Es.
This is the present tense of the verb, to be, in the third person singular feminine form.
Como.
This is a conjunction meaning, like, or, as.
Solía.
This is the imperfect tense of the verb, to be accustomed to, in the third person singular feminine form.
Ser.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, to be.
Key concepts.
Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is used to describe actions, or states that were ongoing in the past.
In this sentence,
Solía. Indicates that she was accustomed to being a certain way in the past.
Negation.
The negation.
No.
Indicates that she is not the same way she used to be.
Translation.
She is not the way she used to be.
Yo no duermo tanto.
I don't sleep as much.
Yo.
Is the subject pronoun, I.
No.
Means, not.
Duermo.
Is the present tense conjugation of the verb, dormir, to sleep, in the first person singular.
Tanto.
Means, as much. This sentence uses the present tense, and emphasizes that the speaker does not sleep a lot, as compared to perhaps how much others sleep.
No desperdiciemos esta oportunidad.
Let's not waste this opportunity. The sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it is giving a command, or suggestion.
No. means no or not and acts as a negative imperative.
Desperdiciemos is the subjunctive form of the verb
desperdiciar,
meaning to waste. It is conjugated in the first person plural, we, and refers to the shared action of the speaker and listener.
Esta
is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective.
Este,
meaning this.
Oportunidad
means opportunity. The sentence translates to, let's not waste this opportunity.
No fue a clase.
He slash she slash it did not go to class. The sentence uses the past tense of the verb
ir,
to go, which is
fue.
No means no, and
a clase
means to class. The verb
fue
is conjugated in the third person singular, meaning it refers to a singular subject that is not the speaker or the listener. In this case, the subject is implied, but it could be he, she, or it.
Nunca imaginé que dirías esto.
I never imagined you would say this. This sentence uses the simple past tense of the verb
imaginar
to imagine. The word
nunca,
never, is an adverb that modifies the verb
que,
that introduces a subordinate clause.
The verb
dirías is in the conditional mood and refers to the hypothetical action of saying something. This form of the verb
decir
to say is used to express a conditional statement.
Cuando el cantante de rock apareció en el escenario, la audiencia del concierto ovacionó.
When the rock singer appeared on stage, the concert audience applauded.
Cuando.
This means when and is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It is a temporal conjunction, indicating that the following action happened at the same time as the main clause.
El cantante de rock.
This translates to the rock singer.
El
is the definite article meaning the, and
cantante
is the noun, singer, and
de rock
is a prepositional phrase meaning of rock, which modifies the noun, singer.
Apareció.
This is the past tense of the verb
aparecer,
which means to appear. It is in the third person singular form, meaning it refers to a singular subject, in this case, the rock singer.
En el escenario.
This translates to, on stage.
En
is a preposition meaning, on, or, in, and
el escenario
is the noun, stage.
La audiencia del concierto.
This means, the concert audience.
La
is the definite article meaning, the
audiencia
is the noun, audience, and
del concierto
is a prepositional phrase meaning, of the concert, modifying the noun, audience.
Ovacionó.
This is the past tense of the verb
ovacionar,
which means, to applaud. It is in the third person singular form, meaning it refers to a singular subject, in this case, the concert audience.
¿Es eso lo que Tom quería?
Is that what Tom would want? The sentence is a question that asks if something is what Tom would want.
Breakdown.
Easy so.
¿Es eso?
This is the beginning of the question, meaning, is that?
Lo que.
Lo que. This means what, and is used to introduce a clause that explains what something is.
Tom.
Tom. The name of a person.
Querría.
Querría. This is the conditional form of the verb querer, which means to want. In this case, it expresses what Tom would want rather than what he currently wants.
Key concepts.
Interrogative sentence. The sentence is asking a question, indicated by the question mark at the end.
Conditional mood.
The verb
Quería.
Is in the conditional mood, which expresses possibility or hypothetical situations. Relative pronoun. Lo que. Is a relative pronoun, connecting the two clauses in the sentence.
Hagan lo que quieran.
Do whatever you want. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The subject, ustedes, is implied because the verb
hagan
is conjugated in the dies person plural form. The phrase lo que quieran means what you want and is the object of the verb
hagan.
The sentence translates literally to do what you want.
Ella lo perdonó por matar a su padre.
She forgave him for killing her father. The sentence is in the past tense and uses the verb
perdonar,
which means to forgive. The object pronoun
lo
refers to the male person who killed her father. The preposition
por
indicates the reason for her forgiveness and is followed by the infinitive
matar,
which means to kill. The possessive adjective
su
indicates that the father belonged to her.
Esto fue nuestra culpa.
This was our fault. Breakdown.
Esto.
This. This is a demonstrative pronoun, which is used to point to something specific. In this case, it is referring to the fault that is being discussed.
Fue.
Was. This is the past tense form of the verb ser, to be. It is conjugated in the third person singular, because it is referring to a singular subject.
Nuestra culpa, our fault.
Nuestra. Our. This is a possessive adjective, showing that the culpa, fault, belongs to the speaker and someone else.
Culpa.
Fault. This is a noun, indicating the reason for something bad that happened. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns. These pronouns are used to point to specific people, places, or things. The demonstrative pronoun
esto
refers to something close to the speaker. Past tense of ser,
fue,
is the past tense form of the verb ser, to be. It is used to indicate that the action happened in the past. Possessive adjectives. These adjectives show ownership.
Nuestra
indicates that the fault belongs to the speaker and another person.
La conocí durante mi estancia en México.
I met her during my stay in Mexico.
La
is the direct object pronoun, meaning her.
Conocí
is the past tense of the verb conocer, which means to meet.
Durante
means during.
Me
means my.
Estancia
means stay.
En
means in.
Mexico
is the name of the country. The sentence is in the past tense, telling us about an event that happened in the past. It describes a meeting between the speaker and a female person that occurred while the speaker was in Mexico. The phrase also conveys the length of time the speaker spent in Mexico.
Calculó que le costaría $100.
He calculated that it would cost him $100. Breakdown.
Calculó.
This is the past tense of the verb calcula, to calculate, conjugated in the third person singular, which in English is he slash she slash it calculated.
Que.
This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, meaning that.
Le.
This is an indirect object pronoun that means to him slash her slash it, referring to the person who will be paying for the item.
Costaría.
This is the conditional tense of the verb costar, to cost, conjugated in the third person singular, meaning it would cost.
$100.
This is a quantity, $100. Key concepts. past tense. The verb, calculo, is in the past tense, indicating that the calculation was completed in the past. Conditional tense. The verb, costaria, is in the conditional tense, indicating that the cost is a prediction, or possibility. Indirect object pronoun. The pronoun, le, indicates the person to whom the cost applies. Tom es muy detallista. Tom is very detail-oriented. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Es is the third person singular present tense of the verb ser, which means to be. Muy is an adverb meaning very. Detallista is an adjective meaning detail-oriented or meticulous. The sentence uses the simple present tense, which describes a habitual action or a state of being. In this case, it describes a characteristic of Tom. Quiero a mi mamá. I love my mom. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence, stating a fact. Quiero means I want or I love. This verb is in the present tense, first person singular. A is the preposition to. It is used here because the verb quiero is followed by a direct object, mi mamá. Mi is the possessive adjective, my. Mamá means mom or mother. Together, these words mean I love my mom. Casi es tan alta como tú. She is almost as tall as you. Casi means almost, and is an adverb modifying the adjective alta, which means tall. Es is the third person singular present tense form of the verb ser, which means to be. Tan means so or as, and is used here in conjunction with the adjective alta to create a comparative phrase. Como means like or as, and is used to introduce the second part of the comparison. Tú means you, and is the pronoun being used as the object of comparison. Hoy cumplo 30 años. Today I am turning 30 years old. Breakdown. Hoy means today. This is a simple, everyday word. Cumplo is the first person singular present tense of the verb cumplir, which means to fulfill or to turn in the sense of age. Treinta means 30. Años is the plural form of año, meaning year. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb cumplo is in the present tense, indicating an action happening now. Direct object pronoun. The phrase 30 años is the direct object of the verb cumplo, meaning that the speaker is completing the action of turning 30 years old. Gender agreement. The noun años is plural and masculine to agree with. 30. Te gusto, Bernard? You like me, right? This sentence is a simple question using the verb gustar, which means to like. T is the object pronoun for you, informal. It is used because the sentence is addressed to one person. Gusto is the first person singular form of the verb gustar, in the present tense, meaning I like. However, the sentence is not about the speaker liking the listener, but rather the listener liking the speaker. Verdad is a tag question meaning right or isn't it. It is used to confirm that the listener agrees with the speaker's statement. Key concepts. Object pronouns. These words are used to replace nouns in a sentence, and are essential for understanding who is doing the action, and who is receiving it. Verb conjugation.
Spanish verbs change form depending on who is performing the action and when the action happens. Tag questions. These questions are used to confirm or seek agreement from the listener. ¿Lloría tan fuerte que decidimos visitarle en algún otro momento? It was raining so hard that we decided to visit him at another time. This sentence uses the subjunctive mood in the second clause. Decidimos visitarle. This is because the first clause, ¿Lloría tan fuerte?, expresses a reason or cause for the decision. Lloría is the imperfect tense of the verb llover. To rain. It expresses an action that was happening in the past. Tan fuerte means so hard and modifies the verb llover. Que is a conjunction that introduces the subordinate clause and indicates a consequence. Decidimos is the first person plural preterite of the verb decidir. To decide, indicating a past action. Visitarle is the infinitive of the verb visitar. To visit, with the pronoun le attached. This pronoun is used because the object of the verb is understood to be the person mentioned earlier in the sentence. En algún otro momento means at another time and indicates when the visit will take place. The sentence uses the subjunctive mood because it expresses an uncertainty or possibility. The speaker did not know for sure if they would be able to visit at that specific moment, so they used the subjunctive to express their decision. Mi tío tuvo una vida feliz y murió pacíficamente. My uncle had a happy life and died peacefully. Breakdown. Mi means my and is the possessive adjective for the word tío, which means uncle. Tío is a masculine noun. Tuvo is the third person singular preterite form of the verb tener, which means to have. In this case, it means had, as the action is completed in the past. Una means a, and is a feminine indefinite article, modifying the noun. Vida. Vida means life, and is a feminine noun. Feliz means happy, and is an adjective modifying. Vida. E means, and is a conjunction connecting two clauses. Murió is the third person singular preterite form of the verb morir, which means to die. It's translated as died because the action occurred in the past. Pacíficamente means peacefully and is an adverb describing how the uncle died. Key concepts. Preterite tense. This tense is used to describe actions that occurred in the past and are now finished. Gender agreement. In Spanish, adjectives agree in gender with the noun they modify. Here, vida is feminine, so the adjective feliz is also feminine. Possessive adjectives. These adjectives indicate ownership. Here, me shows that the uncle belongs to the speaker. Empieza. It means start. Empieza is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb empezar, which means to start or to begin. This form is used for commands or instructions. El aeropuerto estaba cerrado por causa de la niebla. The airport was closed because of the fog. Breakdown. El is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the. Aeropuerto. Aeropuerto is a masculine noun meaning airport. Estaba. Estaba is the imperfect tense of the verb estar, meaning to be. In this case, it's used to describe a state or condition. Cerrado. Cerrado is the past participle of the verb cerrar, meaning to close, Here it is functioning as an adjective, describing the airport.
Por.
Por. Is a preposition meaning, because of, or, due to.
Causa.
Causa. Is a noun meaning, cause, or, reason.
De.
Is a preposition meaning, of, or, from.
La.
La. Is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, the.
Niebla.
Niebla. Is a feminine noun meaning, fog. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Notice how the definite articles,
el,
and,
la,
agree in gender with the nouns they precede. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense,
estaba,
is used to describe a situation that was ongoing, or a state of being that existed in the past. Past participle as adjective. The past participle,
cerrado,
is used to describe the airport, functioning as an adjective. Prepositions. The prepositions,
por,
and,
de,
are essential for conveying the relationship between the airport and the reason for its closure.
Ella parece joven, pero de hecho es mayor que tú.
She appears young, but in fact she is older than you.
Ella.
Ella.
She, subject pronoun, pers.
Parece.
Appears, verb, third person singular, present tense, joven.
Joven.
Young, adjective, pero.
Pero.
But, conjunction, de hecho.
De hecho.
In fact, phrase, is.
Es.
Is, verb, third person singular, present tense,
mayor.
Mayor.
Older, adjective,
que.
Que.
Then, conjunction,
to.
To.
You, subject pronoun. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement.
The verb.
Parece.
Agrees with the subject.
Ella.
In the third person singular.
Adjectives.
Joven.
And.
Mayor.
Are adjectives that describe the noun.
Ella.
Conjunctions.
Pero.
And.
Que.
Connect clauses and phrases.
Phrase.
De hecho.
Is a phrase that adds emphasis to the sentence. Subject pronouns.
Ella.
And.
Tú.
Are subject pronouns that indicate who is performing the action.
Tom señaló a la pantalla.
Tom pointed to the screen. Breakdown.
Tom.
This is the proper noun for Tom, the subject of the sentence.
Señaló.
This is the past tense, third person singular form of the verb.
Señalar.
Meaning, to point.
Ah.
This is the preposition,
to.
La.
This is the definite article, the, in feminine singular form.
Pantalla.
This is the noun, screen, and it is feminine singular. Key concepts. Verb conjugation.
The verb.
Señaló.
Is conjugated in the past tense to indicate that the action happened in the past. Prepositions.
The preposition,
a,
is used to indicate direction, and to whom, or what something is being directed towards.
Articles.
The definite article,
la,
is used to specify that the screen being pointed at is a specific screen, and not just any screen.
¿Dónde está la mesa?
Where is the table? This is a simple question asking for the location of a table. Let's break it down.
¿Dónde?
Is the interrogative word for where. It is used to begin questions about location.
¿Está?
Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb.
¿Estar?
Which means, to be. In this context, it is used to indicate location.
La
is the definite article for feminine singular nouns, so
la mesa
means the table. So the whole sentence translates to, where is the table?
¿De qué color es esto?
What color is this? This sentence asks about the color of an object. The quay color is esto. The quay, the quay, means what, and is used to ask about the material or origin of something. Color, color, means color and is the noun in the sentence. Is, es, is the third person singular form of the verb, to be, ser, conjugated for the present tense. Esto, esto, is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this and refers to the object in question. The sentence is structured as a question, using the inverted word order typical of Spanish questions. The verb es is placed before the subject. Esto. Se ve que a Tom le gusta estar en exteriores. It seems like Tom likes to be outdoors. The sentence, si ve que a Tom le gusta estar en exteriores, is a complex sentence with several interesting grammatical points. Si ve que, this phrase is an impersonal construction in Spanish, literally meaning, it is seen that, but it is often translated as, it seems like, it appears that, or, it looks like. The impersonal, si, here does not have a specific referent. A Tom. This is a prepositional phrase indicating the person who likes being outdoors. A is the preposition meaning to or for in this context. Tom is the direct object of the verb gusta. Le, this is the indirect object pronoun referring to Tom. It is used with the verb gusta to indicate the person who enjoys something. Gusta, this is the verb to like. But it is conjugated in the third person singular, because it is impersonal, and the, like, is attributed to, Tom, through the indirect object pronoun. Estar en exteriores. This is a prepositional phrase that acts as the direct object of the verb, gustar. It means, to be outdoors. Estar. This is the verb, to be. Which in this case indicates a state of being. En. This is the preposition, in. Indicating location. Exteriors. This is the noun, outdoors, which is the object of the preposition, en. The sentence as a whole describes Tom's preference for being outdoors. It expresses the idea that he enjoys the outdoors, and spends time there. Por favor. Date prisa. Please hurry. This sentence is a polite request using the formal, usted, form of the verb, dar, which is, dar. Por favor. Translates to, please, and is a polite way to make a request. Date. Is the imperative form of the verb, dar, meaning, give. In this context it is used as a command to give speed. Prisa. Means, hurry. So the sentence means, please. Give speed, which is an indirect way of saying, please hurry. Permítame excusarme. Allow me to excuse myself. This sentence uses the formal, usted, form of the verb, permitir, which means, to allow, or, to permit. Permítame is a polite way to say, allow me, in Spanish. The verb, excusarse, means, to excuse oneself. The entire sentence is a polite way to excuse oneself from a situation. No dije nada por el estilo. I didn't say anything like that. Breakdown. No. No. Colon, this is the negation word, meaning, not. Dije. Dije. Colon, this is the past tense of the verb, decir. Decir. To say, conjugated in the first person singular, I said, nada, nada, colon, this is a pronoun meaning, nothing, or, not anything. It indicates that the speaker didn't say anything. Por, por, colon, this preposition means, by, or, for, and introduces the following phrase, el estilo, el estilo, colon, this is the masculine singular definite article, el, followed by the noun, estilo, estilo, which means, style, or manner. This sentence emphasizes that the speaker did not utter anything resembling the previous statement, or topic. The phrase, por el estilo, por el estilo, indicates that the speaker is referring to a similar style, or manner of speech. Oí que te fuiste a Australia. I heard that you went to Australia. Oi. Oi. Is the past tense of the verb wa. Oi. Which means, to hear. Oi is the first person singular form, meaning, I heard. Que. Que. Is a conjunction, often translated as, that. But in this case, it introduces a subordinate clause. T. Te. Is the direct object pronoun meaning, you. Fuiste. Fuiste. Is the past tense of the verb ir. Meaning, to go not, fuiste is the second person singular form meaning, you went. A. A. Is the preposition, to. Australia. Australia. Is the country name. This sentence uses the past tense to describe something that happened in the past. The sentence also uses a subordinate clause introduced by the conjunction que. The subordinate clause is que te fuiste a Australia, which translates to, that you went to Australia. Puedo hacer que salgamos de esto. I can make us get out of this. Breakdown. Puedo. This is the first person singular form of the verb. Poner. To be able to. It means, I can. Hacer. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Hacer. To do, to make. It is being used here as a part of a compound verb with. Puedo. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It translates as, that. Salgamos. This is the first person plural form of the subjunctive mood of the verb. Salir. To go out, to leave. It means, we leave. De. This is a preposition that means, from, or, of. Esto. This is a demonstrative pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned, or understood. It means, this. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express a wish, possibility, or suggestion. In this sentence, the subjunctive mood is used in the clause. Que salgamos de esto. To express the possibility of getting out of the situation. Compound verbs. In Spanish, a compound verb is formed by combining a conjugated verb, like puedo, with an infinitive, like hacer. This type of verb is used to express the idea of being able to do something. Demonstrative pronouns. Demonstrative pronouns point to specific objects or things. Esto means this and indicates that the speaker is referring to something close to them. Me preocupaba y no lograba dormirme. I was worried and couldn't fall asleep. Breakdown. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, me, and is used as the subject of the verb. Preocupaba. Preocupaba. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Preocupar. To worry, conjugated in the first person singular. It indicates a continuous action in the past. E. This is the conjunction, and, connecting the two clauses of the sentence. No. This is the negation, not. Lograba. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Lograr. To achieve, to manage, conjugated in the first person singular. It indicates a continuous action in the past. Dormirme. This is the reflexive pronoun. Me. Plus the infinitive. Dormir. To sleep. It indicates that the subject is the one performing the action of sleeping. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. Used to describe continuous actions, or states in the past. Reflexive pronouns. used when the subject of the verb is also the object of the verb, for example, dormirme. I sleep myself. Negation, no, is used to negate the verb. Pronto serás uno de los nuestros. Soon you will be one of us. Breakdown. Pronto. Pronto. Means soon, and is an adverb of time. Serás. Serás. Is the future tense of the verb ser. Ser. Meaning to be. It is conjugated in the second person singular form, meaning you will be. Uno. Uno. Means one, and is a masculine singular noun. De. De. Is a preposition meaning of. Los. Los. Is a masculine plural definite article meaning the. Nuestros. Nuestros. Is a masculine plural possessive adjective meaning our. Key concepts. Future tense. The sentence uses the future tense to indicate that the action will happen in the future. Possessive adjectives. The possessive adjective, nuestros, nuestros, indicates that the speaker is referring to a group that includes them. Definite articles. The definite articles, los, los, and uno, uno, are used to refer to specific nouns that are already known or understood. Él es muy copado. Nunca habla mal de nadie. He is very cool. He never speaks badly of anyone. Breakdown. Él. Él. Is the masculine singular pronoun meaning he or him. Es. Es. Is the third person singular present indicative of the verb. Ser. To be. Muy. Muy. Is an adverb meaning very. Copado. Copado. Is a colloquial adjective meaning cool, awesome, or great. It's often used to describe someone who is easygoing and friendly. Nunca. Nunca. Is an adverb meaning never. Habla. Habla. Is the third person singular present indicative of the verb. Hablar. To speak. Mal. Mal. Is an adverb meaning badly. De. De. Is a preposition meaning of. Nadie. Nadie. Is an indefinite pronoun meaning nobody or no one. Key concepts. Adjectives and adverbs. The sentence uses both adjectives. Copado. And adverbs. Muy. Nunca. Mal. To modify the verb. Habla. And describe the subject's behavior. Pronouns. The sentence uses the pronoun. Él. To refer to the subject, and the pronoun. Nadie. To emphasize the subject's positive qualities. Verb tenses. The sentence utilizes the present indicative tense. Es. Habla. To describe an ongoing characteristic of the subject. Estamos ahorrando. He has been saving. This sentence is in the presente perfecto. Present perfect tense. The present perfect tense is used to describe an action that began in the past and continues to the present. The sentence uses the verb estar. To be, as an auxiliary verb, followed by the past participle of the verb ahorrar. To save. The structure of the sentence is subject. Él. He, plus auxiliary verb. Está. Is, plus past participle. Ahorrando. Saving. No te había visto. I hadn't seen you. The sentence uses the past perfect tense, which is formed with the verb. Haber. To have, conjugated in the past tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the verb haber is conjugated as
había. Had, and the past participle of ver. To see is visto. The phrase no, not, is used for negation. The phrase te, you, is the object pronoun, indicating that the speaker did not see the listener. The entire phrase translates to, I had not seen you.